Let's talk about Democrats and Republicans with Russians and then Democrats and Republicans with Israelis. Okay. What'd you say, Mr. Producer? Yeah. I'm going to get back to that in a second. So Baratomo's exposing something here with Podesta. See, the American left, okay, has always been in bed with the Soviet system, okay? Now, what we have to kind of discern here is Vladimir Putin a guy that, as so many in the alternative media want him to be, a guy that's moving towards a nationalistic, more of a open, entrepreneurial, free market, flat tax system like we constantly hear that the Russians are involved in? Or is this perestroika deception kind of thing that the John Birch Society has been constantly harping on for decades now, that the Russians are secretly still communists and they're ready to shove the dagger in our back when we want to, you know, make nicey-nicey? And so this is
I got to reset my internet. Am I on the air? All right.
So, sorry about that, listeners. My internet just got hit. My Wi-Fi did, where my computer is is broadcasting through. So now what I was saying was, if Putin really is this guy where he's coming back to his Orthodox Christian roots type thing. Hold on a second.
What?
Now, is the left, the American kind of Zio-Bolshevik left, turning on him because of that? That's the real thing that everybody's, like a guy like me, is constantly looking at, is Putin a real player, and then therefore the American left is turning on him? But there's some other things out there. Think about this. If he was this guy, then how'd this whole Rosatom uranium deal and all this, how did that go through? Or is he just playing, you know, his part on the grand chessboard, and he dealt with the Obama administration and the kind of Marxist American billionaires left. But remember Obama being caught on the hot mic was saying he'd have more flexibility when after he was reelected. And so all these things we have to take into consideration. Sorry, I'm trying to hook my Wi-Fi up while I'm talking to you guys. Sorry about this. So that's the thing. Now, with the American left and the American right, with the Israelis, see, this is kind of a hybrid thing to look at. Think about this. Now, the left, the Bernie Sanders, the Hillarys, the Obamas, they've been playing the kind of pro-Palestinian kind of side of the house, where the American right has always been playing the Christian Zionist pro-Israel role pretty steadfastly in the last 20 years. And so now you see our American left, even though it's controlled by the Schumers and look at Janet Yellen and Ben Bernanke and all these people, but they're trying to make it seem like they are, you know, pro-Palestinian and less pro-Israeli. And I'm trying to wait for my Wi-Fi here to come up. But let's, Mr. Producer, so I wanted to get those kind of dichotomies out of the way, but let's play the rest of that video. We got it? Play the rest of that video with Baratomo and Podesta.
It is not true.
Okay.
They didn't give me anything.
Hmm.
They had a small investment in a company I was on the board of. It was a clean energy company that was trying to deal with the issue of trying to produce energy, liquid fuel, from a biotechnology process. It was based in Boston. The Russian company had a very small investment in it. And you could keep saying that they gave me... They gave
I'm just
stock,
following
but
all
they
the
didn't.
Widely reported information here, John.
Well,
there's also Hillary
Maria,
Clinton, obviously.
Maybe you're looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
No, I'm not.
But it is not
true.
No,
I'm not. This is Politico. This is the New York Times. This is the Wall Street Journal.
No, it's
That's
not.
What I'm looking at, John.
No, it's not.
Then
Maria.
There's Hillary
if you
Clinton. Then there's Hillary Clinton, of course, we know, who got $100 million from Russian companies after she allowed that Russian company to acquire 20% of the U.S.'s uranium. So the point I'm making here, John, is that there's much deeper ties to Russia on the Democratic side than there are on the Republican side. And it's just a head-scratcher that this has been taking all the oxygen out of the room over Trump, when in fact it's been your team that has been in bed with the Russians.
You know, guys, let the world know your thoughts on this in the comments section below. If you're new to the channel, hit the subscribe.
So you can stop it there. Wow, that was a real Charlie Foxtrot. My internet just got blasted, and I had to reboot the whole, unplug my box, my Wi-Fi, the whole thing, and reboot it while I'm on the phone and trying to get a video. And so, bear with me, folks. Now, let's see here. We got to get into this. This is very weird, folks. So now Trump is in office. Jeff Sessions is the attorney general. Okay. you've got a guy at the FCC that is supposedly, I think it's this Indian guy, and I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he's friendly to free speech, okay? But now we're seeing the big tech giants moving harder on censorship than under the last regime. So we've got to look at it like this. Is this like a mutiny at the corporate level saying they're flipping the Trump supporters and just free speech people in general, the birds, saying, you know what, now it's war? Or are they doing this with Trump's wink-winking at them? Right now, with the way the entire mutiny of the deep state is right now, the entire media kind of machinations against this president, I mean, part of me wants to be very leery and say it's all theatrical, it's all WWE, but then I think that there's, let's just say, there's something about Trump where he wants to not go over the cliff. That's what I'm going to say right now, and I'm still maintaining that, even though all the rest of these characters want to just, you know, throw water on the president, just like all the left-wing Marxists are. I'm not going to be that guy. And so what I'm going to say is that Eric Schmidt, Jack Dorsey, Mark Zuckerberg, and the rest of these punks, Bill Gates, they're all basically turning the screws at their level, okay? And I don't know where Jeff Sessions is. I don't know where the FCC guy is. I don't know where Trump is. They need help up there. You guys need to get some people up there that will go slap the crap out of Mark Zuckerberg or Eric Schmidt or Jack Dorsey. And I'm not saying physically slap them, but I'm talking about throwing the weight of the government at these guys in an old-fashioned way, saying, look, you're not going to like what happens here, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And not in a way that's outside the law. But we need to resurrect this kind of mechanisms here that are in place in the government to say, you know what, you guys are a public commons, and you're not going to move past this point. If you are, we're gonna shut you down. And so, you know, I don't like the government taking over anything. I don't want them to, but at the same time, they need to protect and have mechanisms in place where people on these public commons can get their points across. And so let's start with Mr. Producer, get clip 8 ready. Now, I'm going to play a little bit of this one. This is about YouTube channels being taken down. There's a whole bunch of them, okay, that people that I follow, and sometimes I play their videos on this very program, where a bunch of people's, in the last couple of weeks, their channels have disappeared, and these are people with thousands of followers. So this is a very eerie time, especially in the YouTube community, which is its own little cult. It's weird, but you guys know I use them for a portion of my stuff, because I like to play other people's voices and their little analysis, and then I will analyze on top of what they reported. I just think it's a good kind of dynamic for my show. Other people think people have trashed me for that or whatever, and I don't care. I'm past that point. I don't care basically what any of these other people think. I do this show, and a lot of people like it, so, you know, go pound sand. Let's hit clip 8.
Oh, what's up, everybody? It's me, Henry from Death to Life. Man, we are under an attack, folks. I really don't know how to put this anymore. I knew the censorship was coming, and a lot of people kept saying, oh, it's ICANN. It's ICANN. It's this, when the ICANN happens, when Obama hands over to the UN, it's over. Well, it's not over. What's over is YouTube. The platform for truthers on YouTube is happening right now, and it's a mass exodus. So just within the last few weeks or so, Zachary Hubbard, right here, Russian did a video for Zachary Hubbard. I mean, I like Zachary Hubbard as a man. I love the work he does. But me and him, we bumped heads also too on through just chatting on YouTube, you know, saying that pushing the no Jesus agenda.
Right.
I mean, if the Jesuit, the Zionists, and all the Illuminati New World Order is pushing a no Jesus agenda, what does that tell you? Right. So anyways, Zachary Hubbard is gone. I heard, you know, a few weeks back he had those strikes. And here it is, another L. Matty D for Truth also got terminated. And I think Matty D is bumping heads with a bunch of other people with How I See the World. How I See the World also got terminated. Matty D got terminated. Sidethorn got terminated. Huge channels. Like, also Barry Sotoro. I mean, a huge channel that got terminated. Smoke and Mirrors. Sidethorn was on the way up. What else is the other one? Trust One News got terminated. He was on the rise a little bit, and they got terminated. PK Truth has been silenced for a while. I think his channel is on terminated for, I mean, not terminated, but like temporarily out right now because he's has those strikes. But I hear it a lot now. Even like Brother Sanchez, you know, about a Flat Earth channel, and he's also getting attacked. And I mean, all these truthers are getting sideswiped, really.
You can stop it there, Mr. Producer. Now, a lot of people get axed from YouTube, okay? You go after basically Kosher Nostra too hard. Some of the flat earthers are getting hit. And some of the people that are into the pedo stuff, you know, exposing pedo connections are getting hit. Chris Dorsey, who was I've interviewed on this program, was hit. Get clip 9 up, Mr. Producer. This is along the same vein. Things are getting real weird, and YouTube, of course, is is under the Google umbrella. Okay, Eric Schmidt was a big left Hillary supporter. Let's hit clip 9.
Looking at a video I put up about a month ago called Television Will Kill You with the Patents to Prove It. Now, this video went pretty viral, for a truth video at least. It went fairly viral. Got a lot of thumbs up, and I got a lot of information back from other people that were researching and investigating this exact same strain of patents. And this is one that came up this morning, and it's showing the exact same patent. The guy, the Hulu guy, Hendrick S. G. Liu's patents. And this guy right here pointed out a good thing. According to a report, according to Lieutenant Colonel Thomas, in an article published in 97 in Military Review, The Age of New Persuaders, that the Russians had developed a computer virus that could kill a person while viewing their computer screen. It was named Virus 666, Thomas states. There are reports the Russians have developed a virus which displays certain color and number combinations on the screen to affect bodily processes. So that's pretty crazy. And it turns out the patents for that are right here. The nervous system manipulation by electromagnetic fields from monitors. These guys have been working on this since the end of World War II, or right from the beginning, one of the two, but they've been working on this for a good 50 years. This stuff is no joke whatsoever at all. Now, I was just browsing the comment section of a few videos, and a lot of people didn't seem to listen to the entire video because they were asking, well, how do we protect ourselves on YouTube? How do we protect ourselves while using a smartphone? I don't know. In my honest opinion, the only thing that one person can do is pray for the full armor of God. Nothing more, nothing less. And one other thing I want to toss
in there, real quick. Mr. Producer, we're going to pick that up on the other side. See you guys, folks. This is interesting. Sitting there at your computer screen, hit you with something that'll cause you to. All right, see you on the other side.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I found a fallen angel, too wicked for her home. And together we were wound, together we will roam.
Back in radio. Let's hear a little bit more of that video, Mr. Producer, if you can.
The full armor of God. Nothing more, nothing less. And one other thing I want to toss in here real quick. I've been getting a lot of comments saying that certain channels have been completely deleted off YouTube. Well, I talk to a lot of guys that have channels that you probably follow, and nobody's channels have been hit whatsoever at all. The only common thread that I can find with this, the sudden couple of channels that have disappeared, are both of them had videos that weren't getting any views because nobody was watching them, and both of the channels that have suddenly been deleted off YouTube are both selling books, and it turns out one of them is running a $100,000 GoFundMe. So there's that. If you delete your channel and then tell people that YouTube did it, it gives sympathy, and it makes people believe that your channel is more important than it is. It's a pretty old trick. I've seen it for a long time. When YouTube wants to censor you, they don't take your channel down because they know that could lead to legal action, because technically you could sue them. You could cause a big problem for them. But if you pull your channel down and then start spreading the rumor that YouTube took you down, it makes it more mysterious. It makes it seem like your information's more valuable than
it
really is.
Stop it there.
It's a pretty old...
Now, I was watching Chris Dorsey earlier, and he would have up on his screen about the strikes. See, what a lot of people, especially those of you that don't deal with YouTube, people throw strikes on your account, and you get so many strikes, and then they'll take your channel down. So I wanted to give you kind of both views here. This guy's skeptical of it, and then the other guy's like, they're taking people's channels down. Well, Dorsey actually had up where he had strikes against him. And there's numerous people that have lost numerous channels because they get these, what they call strikes against them. Oh, you violated our community standards. And that's all selective. You can be some sort of a black supremacist or a La Raza type or a left-wing terrorist, and you don't get any strikes or whatever. Now, they've had to kind of back off from that, and they've started to take down some of the left-leaning, more radical sites down, but this is all selective. It's all whatever Eric Schmidt and all the corporate board at Google, which owns YouTube, says. Now, YouTube's a huge platform. A lot of the stuff that I use on this program comes off of YouTube, okay? I'm just putting it all out there. Let's see here. We got a couple minutes before the break. I want to start into this. Australia, Sean beams me out down there in Australia, and we talked about this the other day, Thursday night, when I was on his program. This George Pell, big heavy hitter in the Vatican, cardinal down there in Australia. Now, I've got both the kind of a summary clip about him. He's being charged with a bunch of stuff that happened years ago and all kinds of, you know, allegations here. And then I've got actually his response. Now, you can look at this two ways, just like anything else. A very high profile. I'm hearing some background, Mr. Producer. I'm hearing you in the background. Very high profile guy in the church. You got to realize there's always been people with a hostile agenda to the church that want to make the church look bad. And on top of that, you got a bunch of creeps that have infiltrated into the church to do bad things, to rake the church over the mud. And there's people that probably joined the priesthood when they were young with good intentions, and they turned out to be perverts. They get busted, and then there's the communist movement that swore they were going to destroy the church. So there's a whole lot of things here, and everybody wants to just paint everything with a broad brush, but you got to look at each individual case. And I mean, there's a lot of evidence that there's an organized cult within the priesthood that are all into little boys and all that kind of garbage. You know, these pederast cults. And then there's also the communist infiltration to destroy the church because it's been historically anti-communist. While they have, and this is what's so complicated, while the Jesuits have always been there, have been this kind of a left-wing liberation theology communist force within the Vatican. I try to get my mind wrapped around this, but a lot of times you got to realize this, what the Vatican says on the surface as like La Servitore Romano, papal bulls, and, you know, various papal letters, on the surface that the one hand is saying, that then there's another hand under the surface working towards the exact opposite goal. And this is what's so crazy when you try to study Rome. Me being, you know, my mom being Italian and me being raised in Catholicism, I've got this kind of connection to it to where I pay more attention to it than the normal American does. And that has to do with probably genetics, and it has to probably do with just cultural things to where, you know, when part of your bloodline comes from the country where the church resides, its headquarters, there's this special kind of weird connection that goes on here. And not to say that the Irish don't have a special connection to Catholicism because, of course, St. Patrick and that whole thing. But is the music, is a commercial on, Mr. Producer? Oh, there we go. See you guys on the other side. We'll continue this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E.
This morning I'm going to sleep all down in New Orleans. Been traveling these highways, been doing things my way. It's been making me lonesome. Henri and me, her hair was jet black and her name was Goldie. She thought she was the cream of the Basin Street Queens. She got tired of that smoky wine dream, began to feel lonesome.
All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio. And I was talking about basically connection to Catholicism, and then this entire pedo scandal that's been a cloud over the church for a long, long time, and it really demoralizes Catholics. But you got to realize there's been forces under the surface here. I mean, this institution, man, is old and it's big. And there's the Protestant view of a lot of people that it's the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, seven hills, and so forth. And then Washington, D.C. sits on seven hills, Jerusalem on seven hills. There's all these cities that sit on seven hills, and everybody wants to equate them with the great whore. And I mean, when you get into eschatological opinion, and I love it, but at the same time, it can be overwhelming. But I look at these little ladies, these nuns, and so forth, that these saints from way back when, and just the awesomeness of some of these people, and then to listen to people like just carte blanche, just trash people that are sitting there still looking the same way as the day they were buried, which is very just uncanny when you get into some of the stuff. And a lot of people just have never even looked into this about the preservation of some of the saints and so forth. It's very interesting stuff. And a lot of Protestants, let's just say, they don't want to look at this history, the connection that they even have to the church, where even things like the King James Bible and things, even though there was this war going on, it's just interesting for me to try to keep my eyes open. And I read a lot of Protestants that really hate Rome, and I read a lot of Catholics that are staunch, and I read the Seventh-day Adventist stuff, and I get into it all. I love it all. Even it's all of its barnacles and warts, this whole history, and it's all part of the equation. And then you got to put the Judaic stuff in there, the Talmud, the Kabbalah, all that stuff. And then you got to put Islam in there, all of it, just to get an accurate view. And if you're not studying all of these various things, and then even pre-Christian Europe and all that stuff. But let's get into Mr. Pell here, the cardinal. Mr. Producer, get clip 11 and let's hit it.
He is Australia's most senior Catholic and is head of the Catholic Church worldwide, finances the third highest ranking official at the Vatican. Now, after a year-long investigation, Cardinal Pell is also the most senior Catholic to stand accused of sexual abuse.
Cardinal Pell is facing multiple charges in respect to historic sexual offences, and there are multiple complainants relating to those charges.
The police have not yet made clear exactly what those charges are, nor when nor where the alleged crimes took place.
The accusations against Cardinal Pell emerged as an inquiry was underway in Australia between 2013 and 2016 into institutional responses to childhood sexual abuse. During that, more than 4,000 people said that as children, they had been abused by people in the Catholic Church or its institutions.
The inquiry revealed that allegations had been made against 7% of all those who'd been Catholic priests between 1950 and 2010. As a boy, Damien DeMarco was one of those abused. In the decades since, he's worked to expose the failure of organisations to protect children.
I'm aware of quite a lot of kids who've died from suicide or drug overdose, and people who are still serious drug addicts on the street. It does a lot of damage.
During the inquiry, Cardinal Pell, who'd risen through the Australian Catholic Church's ranks to become Archbishop of Melbourne and then Sydney, was accused of covering up the abuse of others. He gave evidence from the Vatican via video link, saying he was too ill to travel to Australia to do so in person. It was as the inquiry was underway that men came forward to say Cardinal Pell himself had abused them as children. Police flew to the Vatican to interview him last October, and by charging him, it's clear they think the evidence is strong enough to be tested in court. Cardinal Pell, at the Vatican, said after 2 years of what he called relentless character assassination, he welcomed the chance to defend himself formally.
All right, go ahead and stop.
I'm looking forward.
Go ahead, stop it there. Get clip 12 ready. And this, we're going to play this little response from Archbishop Pell. And look, this can cut two ways. There's some deep state politics going on here at the Vatican with this Pell guy, and there's some sort of takedown going on, or he's a creep. It's one of the two. I mean, there's a history of a lot of creeps that have gone into the church over many, many years, hundreds of years. I mean, I've read enough to where I realize that people join the priesthood for a lot of times for the wrong reasons, for power, wealth, all kinds of things, and then, you know, sexual depravity, cocktails in there somewhere. You know, as somebody, you know, that when you look at these little kids that run around in their Catholic school uniforms that go to Catholic schools, what really gets me is that Catholicism itself should have an internal vigilante force, not a vigilante force, but an internal, let's say, force that investigates and takes care of business for the creeps, whether they're communist infiltrators, whether they're just gay militant infiltrators to wreck the church, whether they're just people that succumb to evil temptations, and they, you know, I mean, the jails are full of these type of people. They get into kiddie porn and all this dark web garbage. I mean, the earth is full of sin and wicked people, and it really, you know, there's no answer to these pedos other than what they really deserve, and has to be taken out of their misery, and to make sure that they don't that they don't offend any more children. Now, there's a whole move at the UN, as we know, to basically legalize this, and so we're fighting the very forces that want to basically normalize this. You know, believe me, I mean, This is really cutting home to the big heavy stuff, and I'm going to get into this Robert David Steele Alex Jones interview where they actually go even deeper. Very fascinating stuff. Let's hit the clip 12. This is George Pell defending himself.
These matters have been under investigation now for 2 years. There have been leaks to the media. There's been relentless character assassination. A relentless character assassination. And for more than a month, claims that a decision on whether to lay charges was imminent. I'm looking forward, finally, to having my day in court. I'm innocent of these charges. They are false. The whole idea of sexual abuse is abhorrent to me. I've kept Pope Francis, the Holy Father, regularly informed during these long months. And I have spoken to him on a number of occasions in the last week, I think most recently a day or so ago. And we talked about my need to take leave to clear my name. So I'm very grateful to the Holy Father for giving me this leave to return to Australia. I've spoken to my lawyers about when this will be necessary, and I've spoken to my doctors about the best way to achieve this. All along, I have been completely consistent and clear in my total rejection of these allegations. News of these charges strengthens my resolve, and court proceedings now offer me an opportunity to clear my name and then return here back to Rome to work. Thank you.
All right, so now you're getting both sides. We'll see what happens. I mean, you know, you get desensitized to the fact that all of these prelates and priests and so forth have been, you know, convicted and whatever of all this, to where then automatically you want to say, oh, well, this guy's got to be guilty as well. And so, you know, it's a real tough one, but we'll keep our eye on it. Let's see here. Let's get clip 10 ready. This is a Corbett report, and everybody's been seeing the tweets from Nikki Haley and then the statement from the White House. This one really stinks, and it's really in my craw, and this is really one of those things that you don't like to see with Trump and our geopolitical machinations in the Middle East. Let's say clip 10.
Well, as I'm sure you've seen, on Monday night, the White House released this statement from the press secretary, Sean Spicer, out of nowhere, saying the United States has identified potential preparations for another chemical weapons attack by the Assad regime that would likely result in the mass murder of civilians, including innocent children. The activities are similar to preparations the regime made before its April 4th, 2017 chemical weapons attack. And as we have previously stated, the United States is in Syria to eliminate Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. If, however, Mr. Assad conducts another mass murder attack using chemical weapons, he and his military will pay a heavy price. A bizarre, evidenceless statement out of nowhere, and as Jason Jones notes here on Twitter, if another chemical weapon attack occurs, it will be obvious the Syrian government is not behind it, exactly as they were not behind the April 4th, 2017 chemical weapons attack, or the 2013 chemical weapons attack, or in perhaps the more succinct but more punchy headline from moonofalabama.com, White House says it will fake chemical weapons attack in Syria. That is what this announcement amounts to, that the United States government, specifically the White House, specifically the press secretary, is coming out and all but announcing that there is going to be another fake and staged chemical weapon attack that will instantly and without evidence be blamed on the Syrian government, precisely for the purpose of justifying the boots-on-the-ground regime change that we've been waiting for, I suppose, for the last 6 years in Syria. And this article goes through it in some detail. It starts out, the White House claims that the Syrian government is preparing chemical weapon attacks. This is clearly not the case.
Go ahead,
Syria
stop it
is
there.
Winning the
war. All right, now Nikki Haley, the UN ambassador, said basically the exact same thing in a tweet, which freaked everybody in the alternative media out. Now, this young lady I follow, Sarah Abdallah on Twitter, she really just nails these punks trying to overthrow Syria. I mean, if this is a real picture, she's obviously a beautiful girl. But anyway, she's got this tweet, and I sent it to myself. The very first woman to obtain the rank of brigadier general in Syria's army, Nibal Madhat Badr, woman-hating jihadist, must be triggered. It's a picture of this, you know, nice-looking Syrian woman wearing her camouflage utilities. And it's just like, I tweeted to Trump, this is the regime you're trying to overthrow with question mark. And I do this to Trump whenever I see these good Syrians tweeting about the knucklehead antics of the West trying to overthrow the great president Assad of Syria. I'm like, dude, these are the people you want to overthrow, and then you want to put in the knucklehead, knuckle dragon, 7th century buffoon level head chopper, genital cutter types in to a progressive, decent, and I don't say progressive like Bernie Sanders progressive, I mean really progressive. I consider Bernie Sanders and his ilk regressives, but what I'm saying, a real progressive Arab system with you know, mass transit, freaking high rises, open markets, women not wearing the veil, going to the beach in swimsuits. You know who hates that? The Talmudist jerks in Israel. They don't want to see any Arab states competing with Tel Aviv. I mean, it's ridiculous. I can't stand this whole thing with this kosher alternative media unwilling to call out the Israelis. Or they do it 1% of the time. They'll say Saudi Arabia all day long or Turkey all day long, but they won't call the Israelis out for being clicked up with these two other jerk regimes trying to overthrow Syria. See you guys on the other side.
Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio. Mr. Producer, get clip 15 ready if you didn't see my message. This is funny. This is Russian vids. Now, this guy's highly questionable, but it's still funny. He's playing a Dr. Steve Pachinik interaction with Jones. And Russian vids, his angle is this, that Alex Jones is Bill Hicks. And I think one of the callers last week really was heavy into Bill Hicks, Alex Jones, same person, blah, blah, blah. But this one's funny because they tie this statement by Dr. Steve Pachinik into that Alex Jones is formerly a comedian. And so then, of course, the Bill Hicks crowd goes wild. So let's play that one. Hit clip 15, Mr. Producer.
The video is demonstrating how Alex Jones and Bill Hicks are one and the same. And with this recent interview on an Alex Jones show, where you have guests, many-time guest Steve Pachinik, who was a former assistant deputy secretary of state under Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, and George Bush. He talks about Alex Jones and his supposed power and how he has a lot of influence, and talks about Alex Jones' past, how he came supposedly out of nowhere. And he makes a reference to the comedian. Doesn't say him by name, but the comedian Bill Hicks, who, like I stated many times, is Alex Jones. They're all one and the same. And I find it very curious. Alex Jones doesn't mention anything about it. He basically lets Steve Pachinik say what he says. He basically makes a reference twice to Bill Hicks. I'll play this video portion. And this is from a couple weeks ago from Alex Jones' InfoWars. Then I'll play my previous videos for those that have not seen it. All the connections proving without a shadow of a doubt that Alex Jones and Bill Hicks are one and the same.
Yeah, where content is king and they don't have it. Now, how do you explain to Hollywood and to the networks that you have an individual here who may or may not have been a comedian, God only knows what your past is, but I think it's wonderful, who comes out of de novo and creates an entity that's so powerful that you are in the millions? They can't talk about that at CNN. They can't talk about it at CNBC. They can't talk about it on anything else. So you have a race.
Well, I mean, InfoWars isn't that good, but let's expand. It's that they're that bad. They have to spend millions to reach a million. We spend hundreds of dollars to reach a million people. They're panicking, so they think if they kill us, that will make them whole, because they're projecting they've destroyed themselves with their lies.
Correct. That's what that's part of the envy. They're self-destructive, but they want to make sure they take you down. Now, in that process, they really don't have the tools to take you down.
I was about to say, it's only making us bigger. I don't understand. I mean, are they really that dumb?
All right, you can stop it there. So you had Pachinik talk about this. I don't know if you were a comedian or not back in the past. And Pachinik is like Psy Warfare extraordinaire, if you believe the story about who he is. Now, like he said, this guy, Russian Vids, if you get into Pachinik, and I've actually talked to him through Twitter, and I'm not even going to say it on the air, but I actually, never mind, I'm not going to do it, but I've talked to him via Twitter, just texting, but he's an interesting dude, and I'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.